This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. 16 elementary schools in Colorado's second largest school district could close. They're on a list of recommended closures that Jefferson County released last night. CPR's Jenny Brundin reports.
All the Jefferson County schools on the list have fewer than 220 students and are using less than 45% of the building's capacity. The closures will displace nearly 2,600 students and affect more than 400 staff members. Superintendent Tracy Dorland says declining enrollment at the schools has been a constant pain point.
And this is not because of the individuals in those buildings. It is because of the lack of resources to provide the program we all want for our students.
A declining birth rate is the biggest factor behind the closures. The district also faces a $30 million deficit. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Boulder County has finished clearing debris from the Marshall Fire. It took 4 months to remove more than 100,000 tons of ash and more than 67,000 tons of building materials from more than 500 homes that burned. Andrew Barth is with Boulder County Public Works.
We're used to cleaning up, maybe a couple dozen homes after a wildfire. So the 566 number was very daunting.
Officials still have not confirmed what started the Marshall Fire last December. The state has a new program to make community college free for aspiring healthcare professionals. CPR's John Daly.
The aim is to invest in building the healthcare workforce and help would-be workers join an industry that offers good-paying jobs. A persistent shortage of health workers was exacerbated by the pandemic. Programs and training will be available at 19 community and technical colleges. Starting this fall, students who enroll in one of several programs will be reimbursed for tuition, fees, and materials through 2024. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Bear break-ins are on the rise, and wildlife officials are urging people to secure their homes. The Denver Post reports the state has killed 63 bears this year. At higher elevations, erratic temperatures and drought have knocked out natural food sources, pushing hungry bears closer to people. And it's getting warmer across the state, so tomorrow and through the weekend. This is CPR News.